Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So if you have kids that are young, like I do, you've heard them talking about 6-7 and how saying those two numbers in a row make them go bananas.
Mm-hmm.
And how some teachers hate it. Most of my kids hate it. That doesn't stop them from saying it. And usually it's accompanied like this. Oh, 6-7. Mm-hmm. Like you're juggling imaginary balls or whatever. How, Biggs, have you heard that at home?
No.
You don't
no.
talk to your kids?
I think I've only heard it here referenced a couple of times.
Yeah.
No, my kids hate, like, they generally hate the slang terms.
Yeah. Wonder where they got that from.
Yeah, same. I was just so confused about where that could possibly come from.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, tree. Steve, you haven't heard it, right? Your daughter might be to be hearing some 6-7. Was she in kindergarten?
Kindergarten, yeah. But she hasn't. No, she, luckily, all of the viral crazes and everything, she's not old enough. I would assume by next year.
Our kindergartner says it, but it's because of older siblings, okay. I'm pretty sure. But this is the Today Show talked about it yesterday. Teachers are banning it, whereas others are leaning into it. And you're going to hate it more.
6-7, a meme kids can't get enough of and teachers can't get away from.
We are not saying the word 6-7 anymore. If you do, you have to write a 67-word essay.
Some schools even banning the phrase in classrooms.
You are no longer allowed to say, what number do you think I'm going to say?
6-7.
Caitlin Soriano is a 7th grade math teacher.
How much are you hearing and seeing 6-7 in your classroom?
All day, every day. It is nonstop throughout my class, the hallways, the cafeterias.
She says she banned the term last year after it became distracting for students. But now she and other teachers are leaning in.
And we hope that if it is embarrassing enough for the adults to be doing it, that maybe they stop.
The trend took off a few months ago. But as
we had a drive a couple weekends ago and went to my parents' house with all the kids. And I set the cruise control at 67 for a while. And I told Kayla, I said, let's see if anyone notices. It took about a mile for the 6-7, 6-7. And then I had to change it to 6-8 because I couldn't stand it.
Yeah, 6-7.
69.
I was going to say it's their new 69.
Yeah.
Just not sexual.
That was cool.
Yeah.
But those teachers, though, saying we started leaning into it because it'll be embarrassing for them to be into the same thing we are. That's a plot line. They must have gotten that straight from Abbott Elementary because there's a show where we're all doing this thing called desking where all the kids were piling desks together and then seeing how fast they could run across all of them. And then as soon as the teachers started doing it, they posted a video of them doing it. The kids were like, yeah, desking's not cool anymore.
That show is great, by the way. Maitland recommended that as a nice comfort watch that'll make you laugh. It's very good.
New season's out.
The trend took off a few months ago, but has re-intensified with school back in session. Thought to originate from a rap song by Skrilla. But the experts we spoke to say the numbers really don't mean anything.
It's like slang to like make parents be like, what does that mean?
Yeah, baby.
It's just the latest example of slang through the years.
Wow. The Today Show showing just how hip they are.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But what if it is just kids trolling us?
I think that's kind of accurate because when I ask the kids what it means, they're like, it's just to annoy you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's most slang. Like when I would say "cool beans" as a kid, my dad'd be like, "What does cool beans mean?" I'd be like, "It's just funny to hear your reaction more than anything as an adult."
Yeah, that's why I say it too.
Yeah, I mean,
I've never once meant it.
Yeah,
cool beans.
Eat my shorts.
From the hippie generation,
that was only in TV. No one ever said that sincerely.
They did from the
you
Simpsons,
so?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but from TV.
10 minutes ago, Hot Wings just said, "Eat my rear end."
Yeah,
that's along the same line.
No, I take it back.
Yeah,
I stand corrected.
You know, a very hip and fresh, updated version of "Eat my shorts."
Generation where things were groovy and far out to the 90s, where everyone was asking, "What's that?"
If you're wondering what the skibbity is going on and how all this brain rot is getting to us, you're not DeLulu. It's all pretty Ohio. But the kids, they just want us to let them cook.
As for parents, they're feeling the pain too. According to a recent study, 35% say they struggle to understand their kids' slang vocabulary.
Shut up.
You're just not trying then, honestly.
Because, no, I mean, some of them don't make any sense where you hear them. But, I mean, if you struggle with, like, picking apart DeLulu, like, it's pretty easy in context to understand what that is.
Yeah, the context
or sus
gives it away.
Or whatever.
Well, but also, this is every parent with kids who, you know, you're not the same age.
No.
So, yeah, right. Verbal and slang, it all changes.
Right.
So, yeah, of course you're going to struggle the first time you hear, yeah, that was DeLulu. Like, what'd you say? And then you might pick up on it then, but that's, man, the Today Show is really hitting them hard today.
And 56% say their kids feel cringe when they try and use slang to communicate.
That's definitely true.
Do you think that your mom and your dad or your teachers are getting a little annoyed of it?
Yeah.
Is that going to stop you?
No.
6-7, just the latest example of internet talk being used in everyday language. And it is so prevalent.
There was a day where Kayla was riding with the boys in the car, and I knew they were, so I went out of my way to say something was skibbity. And one of the 10-year-olds said, hey, do you know what secondhand embarrassment is? Because that's what I feel right now. And I was like, okay, that's kind of adult,
yeah,
by the way, to know that phrase.
It reminds me of I'm a cool dad. From Modern Family?
Yes.
Phil, mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
Prevalent that earlier this year, the Cambridge Dictionary even made some of those words that I mentioned a moment ago official, adding slang like skibbity, DeLulu, that shortened version of delusional.
See, that is what I think is stupid. Like, put the dictionary recognizing these as real words.
Yeah.
DeLulu is just another way to say delusional. It's just a silly slang way. Skibbity. Yeah. Does not belong in a dictionary. Like, no. What are you talking about?
No. Yeah, I don't understand that. I think that, like, something has to become part of the culture for at least a decade before it shows up in the dictionary.
Yeah, like, is Cool Beans in the dictionary?
Probably.
Is Cool Beans in the dictionary?
Mm-hmm.
It is?
Yeah.
Senior Cool Beans correspondent.
It is. My beans.
That's DeLulu.
Cool. Adding it to the Cambridge Dictionary.
Yeah.
We just officially killed it. 6-7's dead.
I know, right?
Good.
Well, that's what they said. As soon as the adults start doing it, as soon as we cover it here.
I was arguing with my 16-year-old son about this last night. He's like, didn't you guys have words that you laughed at? I go, yeah, but they weren't completely nonsensical. But he's right. The difference was we had shorthand, like rad for radical or toast or whatever.
Right.
But what we didn't have in our, we had a friend group and there was inside jokes. Now there's a global text chain.
Yeah. Of course.
So every tween and every teen who's on TikTok and YouTube, they're in on it.
But the other thing
I've never said this before, but Carson Daly is right.
Yeah. He makes a point.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.